Amen. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I want to talk about today just for a few minutes. How's your walk? How's your walk? How's your walk this morning? Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, amen. Paul wrote these words to the Corinthian church. You know, the Corinthian church was a pretty cool place with a lot of cool people. Kind of reminds me of the OC. Amen. A group of people, amen, that had it together. Amen. But a group of people that weren't exactly perfect. Amen. They had some issues. Y'all come on. Y'all coming anyway. Come on. Y'all look so cute. Let's give them a hand. Amen. Sometime when the preacher was preaching, folks would just walk in front of him. Y'all know the old church back in the day, you couldn't do that. They just should. They would hit church. Church would have been over just then. Amen. But we thank God that we're under the dispensation of grace. Amen. So we practice grace and mercy at the OC. Amen. We're not under the law no more. Amen. So it's all right. If the babies need to go to the bathroom, then would y'all rather them have an accident in the pews? Or would you rather them walk by the preacher and go to the bathroom? Amen. All right. See how easy that was? But Paul writes this to the Corinthian church, which was a church that was not perfect. Amen. It was nothing like the OC. The OC is a perfect place with perfect people, perfect lives, perfect families. Y'all realize that in the Bible, my brothers and sisters, every family that's discussed in the Bible, it was a dysfunctional family. Every last one of them was dysfunctional. I said last week that the Bible, amen, we call it the good book, but did you realize that this book is rated R? Some rough stuff in here. Amen. You go back to the Old Testament, amen, when Herod killed all the babies, 2 years old and younger. You seen a movie do that lately? It would have been beyond rated R. Amen. But my brothers, so this book is written for us, for the Christian, amen, for the believers, amen, even for those who are lost, amen, to find and to seek a Savior, a risen Savior, Jesus Christ. For we walk by faith and not by sight. For we walk by faith and not by sight. My brothers and sisters, Satan is playing the biggest trick on us, amen, that has ever been played ever in the history of mankind. And the thing about it is, he's not playing any new tricks. It's the same tricks. Amen. He's having us to walk by sight, not by faith. He's having us to walk, amen, based on and move, amen, based on what we see. Amen. And what we have to understand is, my brothers and sisters, what does the Bible say that faith is? Now, faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Is that not crazy? Let me tell you something. Faith is crazy. Faith don't make no sense. Faith is the what? Evidence of things hoped for. Substance of things hoped for. Substance of things. Substance of what is substance? Substance is something that's tangible. The substance of things hoped for. So you mean to tell me what I hope for has to be a whole? What I hope for already has to be there? So what I'm saying, I hope for to pay my bills. But I got to have faith that the $100 for the bill is already there. How many of us exercise that kind of faith? The sister exercised faith when she held her hand out and she prayed over the crack house and said, "Be ye removed." Now the whole house is moving. See, that's faith. Are y'all with me? And the evidence of things not seen. So you can't see peace. You can't see joy. Amen? But how many of us are praying for those things? How's your walk this morning? Amen. When I look into our book, when I look into the Bible, and I just look at different people's walks in the Bible, I can't help but think about, amen, the walk that the Hebrew boys had, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. When they were cast down into the fiery furnace. Amen. Just for doing what God wanted them to do. Just for them following what God had for them to do in their life. And they were cast into the fiery furnace. They walked by faith. They said, even if we are consumed by the fire, amen, we will be present with the Lord. How many of us exercise that kind of faith? Some of us would have been fighting, kicking, but they walked in to the fire furnace to the point where the guards that took them in to the furnace caught on fire. But they walked in and they were not consumed by the fire. Why? Because they had 100% faith in their God. And the Bible says, did we not cast in three? Behold, I see four. And then they begin to describe what he looked like. Amen. My brothers and sisters, some of us are in the midst of the fire right now. Amen. Some of us have been cast into the furnace, amen, as we speak. Amen. But look at your neighbor and say, I see four. He's in there with you. Amen. He's in there with you. And you won't be burned. You won't be consumed, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Even what it looked like ain't what it is. We go through trials and tribulations in life in order to be stronger, in order to be a testimony to somebody else. Sister McGuire's testimony this morning is going to help somebody that may be going through some health problems. Amen. That may be on the verge of giving up. But she said, I brought it to the altar and I just left it there. And ever since I gave it over to the Lord, everything, it just seemed like it's better. Amen. The evidence. No matter what the doctor say, I feel all right. Amen. No matter what the boot look like, I can walk on it. I feel all right. Y'all gonna pray with me? Amen. It looked like the crack house is never gonna go anywhere. But look at God. He's moving some things. Amen. For us. But we have to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Had I walked by sight, I would have never been here at Orange Chapel. Amen. I would never be standing here today if I had walked based on what I saw. Because I don't know many preachers that want to come into church with five folk. And two of them don't like you. After the first day, they liked me till I got here. Then they decided they didn't like me. Amen. After the first week or so. But thank God we had five folks join the first week. Amen. Because they couldn't vote me out. I brought five with me. But you know what? It wasn't about the five. It wasn't. But the thing about it is, I brought Jesus with me. And let me tell you something, church. I didn't know what I was doing when I got here. I'm going to be honest. Didn't know. Still practicing. He said, the sister over there said, yes, baby, you sure don't know what you're doing. Lord, help him. Lord, help him. He trying, though. You can tell he's sincere. But my brothers and sisters, we so, amen. I tell you what, let me tell you, walking by faith and not by sight. I got pulled over by a DPS a few months ago. State trooper. How many of y'all know you don't get out of tickets with state trooper? Them boys don't play. They get their mama a ticket. Let me tell you what faith in God will do. Even though you may think a ticket is nothing. Well, preacher, why are you talking about a ticket? Ron, he pulled me over, and mind you, I was DWB. Driving while black. Thank you, sister. Amen. And you know, sometimes you don't get a pass on that. So they pulled me over and said, hey, do you know you were speeding? I said, yes, sir. You got to know how to answer me, yes, sir. Some of them like that. Oh, he's a good old boy. I said, yes, sir. He said, oh. And see, I didn't bring my wallet, but I got a badge, too. I'm a probation officer. I'm a probation officer by trade, so I'm not a burden to the church. That's why I'm be tripping by money around here. Deacons asked, well, when are we going to do the anniversary? I said, oh, what anniversary for what? And what's wrong with the church? Too many pimps. They don't like me begging y'all for money. I mean, really, y'all got kids and stuff. Spend your money on your kids, not me. Me and Candy work. We take care of ourselves. We have jobs. Orange Chapel, y'all can't take care of us. They like to eat sushi through the week and stuff. You can't take care of that. And I don't want you to. Anybody know anniversary? We're going to do what we do, whether you pay me or not. It ain't about that. It's about what God is doing. I walk by faith. I walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah, church. But anyway, back to my story. pull out my little badge. He said, "Oh, you're an officer." I kind of, sort of, yeah, probation officer, but I don't write tickets. He said, hold on, Manny. Well, man, hold on a minute. Let me go back to my car. I said, "Oh, man, he gonna give me a ticket anyway. Man, dog, just won't like them." Came back to the car, had an application. Said, "Hey, man, fill this out, man. We looking for some good guys. When last time you got stopped? And you got an application." Look at God, though. God, what the devil meant for bad, God meant it for good. Because I really want to get fly with him. But instead, I said, "Yes, sir." And we just have to be careful of how we conduct ourselves. Amen. Because there's, you know, we got to walk by faith. God, he's given us, amen, a way. You know, we should display the fruits of the Spirit at all times. Amen. See, we got to have more love. Wayne was on the song. He said, "How to love? We got to learn how to love, despite." Amen. We got to learn how to love. You know, he showed me some mercy. He showed me some grace. Amen. Now I don't look for the next one to do that, but you know, I watch myself now. I got a pass on that first one. I don't know where that came from, because that's really not in the sermon this morning. But we walk by faith and not by sight. Church, we can't allow Satan. The Bible says that Satan is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's on his job. He's trying to mess up everything. Everything that God has put in place, he can't mess it up, but he can mix it up. Woo! He couldn't mess the word up, but he tries to mix the word up. Amen. And that's why it's so important for us to have faith. And let me tell you something. Let me. The Bible says, amen, faith cometh by the word of God. So we have to put ourselves in settings that promote faith. Okay. Pastor, what are you talking about? Okay. When we go to the liquor store, when y'all go to the liquor store, because I don't go no more, we walk by faith, not by sight. But see, if you go to liquor store, you walk by sight. Woo, that's on that Parmesan right there. Woo, that Hennessy, that's kind of high though. So Roxy, you know all them names. Y'all, boy, y'all watch this nigga right here. Said, "Don't partake of too much wine, not too much. A little nip, but not too much." But the thing about it is, those things that we see, my brother, when we allow, when Eve messed up in the garden, what happened? The Bible says that she looked. And when after she looked, it looked good to the eyes. And then she took. And then there was a problem. See, we do so. When we're not walking by faith and we're walking by sight, we'll get caught up in a whole bunch of crazy stuff. We'll buy stuff that we can't afford. Woo! Okay, can I tell y'all what I want? Y'all know what I want. What kind of car does Pastor McGuire want? 750. I want a BMW, 750 Li. Brother Tige has one. He's not here this morning. He has one, and it's nice. It's beautiful. Now, watch this. Candy told me the other day, she said, "It's time for you to get a car. I mean, you've been talking about that 750 for so long." So she went online and found one, and bam, sent it to me. And if mama say it's all right, it's all right. So I said, "All right, well, mama talking about 750, so I'm going to get this. Man." Looked it up. Kind of let it marinate a couple of days, because I walked by faith and not by sight, Brother Ryan. Guess what happened? When I called on it, it was gone. It was sold. Somebody said, "Oh, man," because, you know, I told a couple people, I think I'm going to get it. Matter of fact, even my daddy, you got to watch your family. I told daddy, he said, "Oh, man, you should have called. Man, you need you a nice car. Man, that Toyota Camry with 164,000 on it run just fine." Hallelujah, church. I don't need no Kelly. I can preach. Amen, that 2002, amen, out there just fine till God, amen, says otherwise. See, but I could have got myself into some financial problems, to some financial trouble, because I'm walking by sight, not by faith. Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah. When it's my time, Brother Ron, it won't be no question. I get it with a bow on it. I get it like I got that Sequoia. I just wrote a check, paid cash for it. Bow! No payment. Whatever kind of insurance I want, full coverage or just liability. So you get it through the bank, you gotta have full coverage. This ain't going in the way I thought it was going to go, church. Y'all got me talking crazy this morning. Oh, my brothers and sisters, for we walk, amen, by faith and not by sight. Amen, I see Daniel in the lion's den. Amen, walking by faith and not by sight and knowing that God was going to take care of him regardless of where he was cast and where he was thrown into. Are y'all going to pray with me? Amen. Walk. It's important that the church, amen, begins to walk by faith and begin to truly see God in our decision making. Amen. Some of us are just going off of what we feel and what we think instead of waiting on the Lord. See, what God did for us, amen, on the day of Pentecost is he sent a comforter. Amen. He sent us a voice of reason. Amen. He sent us a voice that sounds nothing like yours. So that we can truly walk, amen, by faith and not by sight. See, the people in the old days, people talking about, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. I don't want that old time religion. I don't want to go back to that. I'm talking about way back before Jesus Christ. Because everything was based on the law. Everything based on what you did. And if you messed up, you was messed up. If you stepped out of line, your whole family paid for it. And you know what? The trick of the devil that he's playing right now is, you know, he still has some of us living under that bondage. When you mess up, you just think, oh my God, it's over. We live by faith, not by sight. Just because you messed up don't mean that you're out of the game. He may put you on time out, but you're still his child. Oh, he going to handle you, but you're still his child. I said the other day that I remember when I was young, we didn't get away with nothing. I don't ever remember getting away with anything. Nothing. Everything I ever did, they did something about it. Sometimes it was a whooping, and sometimes it was a very strong verbal a lecture. There you go, a lecture. There you go. But I thank God for that. And you know what, guys? He still handles us in that way. Because the Holy Spirit, I tell people all the time, I don't have to tell Orange Chapel what they're doing wrong. Because you know. These babies know when they're doing something wrong. But let me tell you, I just want you to know it's time for us to stop walking, amen, based on what we see. Amen? And it's time to start walking by faith. We can't see it, but we got to know it's there. Amen? Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. We have to put ourselves in settings that are spiritual settings. Amen? We're not going to get it at the club. Amen? We're not going to get it. I'm going to be honest. We're not going to get it at the casino. We're not going to get it at the family reunion, even though our family reunion has turned into a church service. I mean, the whole thing is a church service, which ain't bad, but, you know, at least I want to see my cousins. Everybody, you know, they turn into a church service. We might as well just have it at the church and let all of us preach. All the preachers in the family, let's just take turns. But we have to put ourselves in settings that are spiritual, that are conducive to our spiritual growth. Does that make sense? And if you want your faith to be better, amen, let's get under the word. Does that make sense? Let me tell you, the world will show you some crazy stuff. The world will show you some crazy stuff. There were two ladies that lived beside one another. Amen. There was this old lady that really didn't like the woman that lived on the other side. They shared a fence together, shared a fence line together. And this old lady, the one lady was named Miss Johnson. She was a black lady. Amen. And there was another lady living on the other side of the fence. She was a Hispanic lady. All y'all thought I was going to say a white lady, didn't you? Amen. Miss Chavez. And Miss Chavez decided that she didn't like Miss Johnson because they used to have barbecues and stuff in the backyard and they were loud and all that stuff. So Miss Chavez had some chickens. Y'all with me? And every time she would clean out a chicken coop, she'd throw that mess over Miss Johnson's property. Y'all follow me? Y'all see this? Y'all see where this is going? And Miss Johnson never said a word. She never said a word about it. But she had a little garden back there. She had a little garden. Amen. And in this, one day, amen, Miss Chavez was over in her yard mowing a lawn. Miss Johnson looked over, saw her mowing the lawn, and said, "Despite what I see, the Spirit of the Lord is telling me to take this lady a cool drink of water." And Lord said, No, I don't want you to give her no water. Hold on, no. I need you to take some of those lemons, amen, that you grew out there in that garden, and I want you to make her some lemonade, and I want you to take it over to her. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? I normally be hooping this right now. Come on, Tony, we done. But fix up the lemonade, squeeze the lemons in there, and put just the right amount of sugar. Amen. Just fill the glass all the way up with ice and water and lemons. And she walked over to the fence. Miss Chavez, I've been watching out here for the last 45 minutes out here, and boys won't help you, and look like you're just having a time out here, and it's hot out here, and I just wanted to bless you. Amen, with this lemonade. Miss Chavez looked at it and said, "Well, I'm a little bit afraid to drink it because of the way I've been treating you over the course of the last few years. Amen, I've been mean to you for really no reason." Miss John said, "Baby, that's all right. I'm not worried about that, because all that mess that you was throwing over on my side of the fence, I didn't get mad about it. I just used it as fertilizer for my garden. And this cool glass of lemonade that you're drinking is from that lemon tree right there that I fertilized with that mess that you was throwing over here on my side of the property. So I'm not mad. What you meant for bad, God meant it for good. And I'm going to bless you anyway, because I walk by faith and not by sight. If I walked by sight, I would have came over here and knocked you out the first time you threw this mess on my yard. Let me tell you something, my brother. If somebody is giving you lemons in life, just make a little lemonade. Everything will be all right. If somebody's throwing trash on your side of the fence, use it for fertilizer. You can say what you want to say. You can do what you want to do. But God's got my back. For I walk by faith and not by sight. Woo. Hallelujah. It's the story of the Christian walk. Amen. We had to walk by faith because the Bible speaks. The prophets of old talked about, amen, the one that was to come. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? We have to walk by faith and not by sight, because had the disciples, amen, had they been walking by sight when they took Jesus Christ, when they arrested him, hallelujah, it would have been over right there. Amen. But the whole world was, amen, walking by faith, amen, and not by sight. When I see Jesus Christ going from judgment hall to judgment hall, if I was walking by sight, amen, I would have said he messed up and it's over for all of us. If I'd seen him putting the nails in his hands and the nails in his feet, if I was walking by sight, I would have said he's a goner. If I had seen him pierce him in the side, put the crown of thorns on his head, hallelujah, by sight I would say, "Oh my God, look what they're doing to this man." Hallelujah, church. Sight would have messed us up. But I'm so glad. If I'd seen him put him in Joseph's borrowed tomb, and if I'd seen him, amen, roll the stone in front of his grave, walking by faith, hallelujah, walking by faith, my brothers and sisters, amen, Jesus walked by faith every step of the way. We walk by faith and not by sight. He knew that his Father was going to take care of him. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? He rose on the third day with all power in his hands, church. If it don't look good, whatever it is you're going through this morning, if it don't look good, give it 3 days. Took him 3 days in the grave to save us. Woo! Oh, y'all missed that one. Give it 3 days. Don't move too quick. Don't move too fast. Just have a little faith. Have a little faith. How many of y'all been messed on right now? Use it for fertilizer, church. What the devil meant for bad, God can use it for good. It's time for us to walk by faith and not by sight. It ain't what it looked like. The rain is good. The wind is good. The storm is good. Just don't stop. Just don't stop. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Power of life and death, the Bible tells us, is in the tongue. Start speaking positive over your life. No matter what's going on, speak positive. I got to speak positive, church. I've been having to do a whole lot of positive talk in my life here lately. Power of life and death is in the tongue, and I'm going to keep on speaking positive over my life, over my family, over the OC. I got to, because I walk by faith and not by sight. It ain't what it looked like. To God be the glory. Let's give the Lord a great hand clap of praise today. This morning I was